veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this absolutely fantastic, terrific Thursday, September 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're still working on the sound on the Simple Radio app and the website for the radio station, WCHY.us. It is going to be resolved by this weekend. So the sound quality should be back to normal, but it is still broadcasting loud and clear. Officer Rick is a school cop today, and he's listening on the Simple Radio app. So greatly appreciate that. Want to say a prayer right now for our good friend Brett Gooding. They had the election for Emmett County Commissioner's race. He won that race over the incumbent by one vote. So as we speak right now, the recount is in progress. So let's see what happens. But Father God, we ask that you put your hand of divine providence on these people. Have them count the ballots the way they were cast. Father, we ask that the machines tabulated the ballots correctly, that the numbers were accurate, and find out that, in fact, Brett Gooding won this seat to be on the Emmett County Board of Commissioners. Just make sure that justice prevails, the count goes accurately and according to the results on the tapes is all we're praying for. The incumbent can have his recount and hopefully will accept the outcome of that recount today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. That's all we're asking for. Anytime an election is that close, and I don't even know the number total of the votes, 537 to 536. Well, four townships were involved. So did the four townships process the ballots correctly? Were their machines calibrated properly? Were there no adjudicated ballots? Meaning somebody had to look at the voter's intent. Were they colored in properly, the ovals? No ballots had to be adjudicated. Nothing screwy occurred in this election. That's all we're asking for. So we'll reach out to Brett Gooding, find out when the recount's going to be concluded, see if perhaps we can add him into the show today to get the results. I don't know how long it takes the recount for townships. And the other question I have, are they actually looking at the ballots and counting them by hand, each individual ballot, or are they looking only at the numbers from the tabulator tapes? I'm willing to bet they're probably hand counting the ballots. With an election that close, I think you have to look at every single ballot. So that's ongoing right now as we speak. Also, our good friend, Rob Cordes, the Trump Unity Bridge. Well, they're on their way up to Gaylord right now as we speak. And they're going to be at BC Pizza, which is on M32. That's exit number 282 off of I-75. just east of I-75 on the north side. They're going to be at BC Pizza starting at 12 noon today, and they're going to stay open until dark. So if you'd like to get some Trump gear, Trump signs, hats, banners, flags, they have it all. Great inventory. They're fully stocked up. And again, they'll be at BC Pizza in Gaylord from noon until dark. So take care of any needs you have. Go see Rob. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. And by the way, you might want to check out BC Pizza's buffet. It goes all day long. Great salad bar, great pizza. Go in and tell them Trucker Randy sent you as well. Now, one of the things that I've been following is the money. You always, always, always follow the money. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, going to be very active in this November 5th election. The governor has put together a political action committee, a PAC. The name of the PAC, Fight Like Hell. Her committee endorsed 5 U.S. congressional races yesterday, raising the number of seats that she's playing is 11 U.S. Senate seats and 23 U.S. House races, each with one candidate from Michigan. Whitmer said the candidates she endorses have incredible records and would fight tooth and nail for their communities. Her PAC has endorsed U.S. Senate Democrat candidate Elisa Slotkin for the U.S. Senate and Congresswoman Hillary Slotkin from Grand Rapids for the U.S. House. Her PAC has raised $1.8 million for races specifically here in Michigan. The PAC actually raised more than $5.1 million across the entire United States. Beneficiaries of that money is Vice President Kamala Harris and down ballot races all across the country. Whitmer says we need leaders who want to deliver real results for the American people. Overall, the Whitmer PAC has endorsed U.S. Senate candidates. Listen to this, folks. She's playing in Arizona, Delaware, Florida, Maryland, Texas, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Montana. In U.S. House of Representatives races for Congress outside of the state of Michigan, 3 races in Illinois, 2 races in Iowa, 2 in Wisconsin, 2 in Ohio, 2 in Pennsylvania, 1 each in Kansas, Arizona, New York, Washington, Alaska, Oregon, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, Minnesota, and Connecticut. I'm going to do everything I can to ensure these proven leaders get elected in November and help us hold the Senate Democratic majority, Whitmer said. Now, why is Governor Gretchen Whitmer doing this? Well, Randy, she wants to get Democrats elected. No, that's not it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is hedging her bets that Kamala Harris is going to lose to Donald Trump. On November 5th, 2024, the turnout is going to be so huge and overwhelming. The media will be wrong. The polls will be wrong. The political consultants all wrong. They did not see this tidal wave of turnout that's going to occur. Donald Trump's statement, let's make this election too big to rig. the machines will not be able to even come close to projecting the turnout. The algorithms won't work. The printed ballots going into the drop boxes won't work. The turnout's going to be huge. As a result, Kamala Harris loses to Donald Trump. Donald Trump goes back into the Oval Office. What does that do? It politically kills Kamala Harris. She's dead and gone. Once you've been the vice president, once you ran for president, you're surely not going to go back and try to run for U.S. Senate out in California in future elections. Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer, two governors, younger Democrat governors from California and Michigan, will be the front runners heading into 2028's presidential election. So what is Whitmer doing? She's playing in all these other states in these races to get Democrats elected in the U.S. Senate. These are six-year terms, people. Not only is she trying to help Elisa Slotkin defeat Mike Rogers, but she's also endorsing and giving money to U.S. Senate candidates in Arizona, Delaware, Florida, Maryland, Texas, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Montana. Why would she be doing that in 2024? Because if they are able to get elected with her money and others' monies, she now basically has an ally in Washington, D.C. in the form of a U.S. senator. 6 years from this January, these U.S. senators will be in these states. Again, listen to the names of the states. Swing states that hold the key to the White House: Arizona, Florida, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Montana. Those are electoral college votes that could help her be president elected in 2028. She is looking way down the road on this, folks. And I got to give her credit. Whoever her political consultant advisor is, good job. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one and done forever floors that are maintenance free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Come to find out, Michael Kamishak has purchased a 2025 model of the same exact travel trailer that Vicky and I own. I love it. Absolutely love it. Now, the main reason why Rob Curtis from the Trump Unity Bridge is in Gaylord today, starting at noon until dark. Today's Thursday. Well, as soon as they get up tomorrow morning, they're heading over to Posen for the upcoming Potato Festival. I have purchased a second banner to put on our banner stand, which will be on the Trump Unity Bridge for the radio station. Supposed to hook up with Rob tomorrow night out there in Posen as they get ready for the Potato Festival. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe the parade, I think, is on Sunday. If somebody could text me to confirm that. But anyway, chatting with Michael, I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, Vicky and I will go get our travel trailer out of the barn, hook it up, and maybe we'll come over with the travel trailer and spend the weekend with you guys over there in Posen. So, going to find out where he's staying, how they are going to get hookups, where are they going to be at. I believe they have a campground close by, a place for people to bring their RVs and stay. So I'll get all the information and let you guys know. But yes, this weekend. Let's see. He says they're staying at a lot, one and two in the field next to the rides and the booths. Okay. Is that a campground, Michael? I'm not really sure. And if they have any open spaces, let me know. So we'll text him that and see what he comes back with. In lot one and two. Okay, very good. So we'll find out. He'll let me know and I'll get back to you guys. But anyway, it's going to be a great event. Hoping the weather holds. They're saying we're looking for cooler temperatures. Supposed to cool down a little bit. Hopefully the rain stays away. Hopefully it'll be a great potato festival there in Posen. Can't believe the thousands of people that show up. So we will let you know about that and hope to see you guys there. Now, one of the things that's pretty interesting in just wrapping up this story about the governor's pack, well, additional dollars going into these races. Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, the DLCC, is investing $500,000 in 13 state House races across the entire state of Michigan, deemed vulnerable or able to be flipped. Many of the names listed, MERS News Service readers know from the updated top 10 races most likely to flip. Here they are. State Representative Joey Andrews from St. Joseph, Jamie Churches, Democrat in Wyandotte, Betsy Kofia, Democrat Communist in Traverse City. That's in the 103rd. Jim Hadsma in Battle Creek, Jen Hill in Democrat in Marquette up in the UP, Denise Menser, Democrat in Mount Clemens, Reggie Miller in Belleville, Nate Shannon in Sterling Heights, and non-incumbents. These are outsiders running for these seats. Janice O'Neill Robinson, Daniel Mahoney, and Shadia Martini. Also included is Matt Kolzar, Democrat from Plymouth, and Mai Zong, Democrat from Warren. Well, in terms of these local races, one in particular up here in northern Michigan, the 103rd, Lisa Trombley has made the most significant jump in ad reservations since before Labor Day, jumping from just under 10,000, listen to this, to over $500,000. According to the House Republican Campaign Committee, according to Ad Impact, this Political Action Committee, folks, has dumped in $500,000 to target Betsy Kofia, the Democrat. Amazing, amazing, amazing amount of money being spent on that one seat right here in northern Michigan. This was a seat that was originally held by the very left-leaning Republican Jack O'Malley. He lost to Betsy Kofia last election. The seat was flipped from Republican to Democrat for the first time in like forever. Well, Betsy, voting with the Democrats on every single bill that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted passed in the House. Gun control, all of it. Well, Lisa Trombley, Jack Bergman's candidate, won the primary over Katie Ness and just got $500,000 in support. The seat's probably going to flip. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal.